Perth County's hottest country, 100.1 The Ranch.
100.1 FM, The Ranch, Perth County's hottest country. Hopefully you guys are having a great Thursday so far. Joining me on the phone right here, right now, is this week's Ranch Local Spotlight Artist. And she's actually our first ever Spotlight Artist from just down the road in Mount Forest. Her name is Brittany Brody. She's absolutely amazing, and she's on the phone with me right now. How are you, Brittany?
Hey, I'm great, Jackie. How are you doing?
Really, really good. We're so excited to have you in the spotlight this week. So let's dive right into it. And like I said, you grew up just down the road. So tell us your music story. How did you get into music?
Yeah, so I've been doing music, you know, since I was a small child. And even at 3 years old, just watching the Opry with my parents. And I told them that's what I was going to do someday. And at that point, I hadn't even sung yet. And not long after that, I was singing and, you know, started out in contests when you're really little. And it just went from there. Like every opportunity I had to be performing, I was doing it. My parents drove me all over the country to play at everything all the time, every weekend. And yeah, that's how it all started.
Mm-hmm. And it's all, I was going to say all downhill, but I guess it's all uphill from there. But that's the story. And you've been very, very busy because, like, you're a singer-songwriter. And some of your songs, like Phoenix and Hope, have a very powerful message that people have really connected with and have made quite the splash. So tell us about those songs and your experiences with them.
So Phoenix, I wrote, like, it's not completely my story. You know, when we're in writing, we're always trying to make songs relatable to everybody else or else they wouldn't go anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're essentially places where I've got inspired from, but we always make sure that we're making everyone else connected to the songs as well. So Phoenix came from my background from growing up being bullied in school, and that's where we got the idea from that. And I remember one night playing that at the Bluebird in Nashville, and this big, huge, burly football player, he came up to me with tears in his eyes, and he said that song is exactly what I needed to hear. He said his whole life he's been bullied, even as a grown man, and that song did something to him. Aww. And I've heard from him since, and it's just been like an anthem for him. So, you know, when you hear stuff like that, you know, when you dig through those hard times in your life and you write songs about them and you just hope that they get to someone, yeah, it's all worth it. And then my song Hope, I wrote for people that work in healthcare. And of course this song came to be before the whole COVID thing, and it got a new lease on life when I did a video with that while I was in the UK. And NHS, the national healthcare over there, caught wind of it, and it just exploded online because, you know, everybody was doing what they could to thank healthcare workers. So, yeah, there's a song for everybody.
No, for sure. And that's so awesome. It's so great that you connect to people on that level. And like when you were telling us that story at the Bluebird Cafe, like you literally gave me like goosebumps. I'm just like, oh, like I absolutely love it. And when you can connect to people like in that way, you know you have something special. So that's absolutely amazing. And then you also have a new song, which we are showcasing all this week. And it's called Found the One. Why don't you tell us about that one?
So again, I apparently like to tell all of my life story. So Found the One is actually me finding the one. So yeah, just wrote this song a few weeks ago with my friend Michelle Pereira. We wrote it in Nashville, and it wasn't even, it's just one of those days where, you know, you're just like, oh yes, I have this idea, and you hope it goes well because you just never know how it's going to go. And we wrote this one so fast, and it's got such a good hook. I love the chorus, and who doesn't love an up-tempo song? And so we wrote this about, you know, finding that special person and beating the odds, and you know, when the stars align and everything just works out perfectly and it feels like a fairy tale and you found your person, you found the one.
And you've actually found the one. You're getting married real shortly. Congratulations.
I know, crazy. Thank you so much. Yeah, next September, we are getting married in Scotland.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be so amazing.
Thank you.
And so you were actually just down in Nashville. You got your wedding dress. So exciting. And you were also recording when you were down there. And were you recording Found the One? Is that the song you were recording?
Yeah. So we had some songs picked out for the past 2 months, what I was going in to record. And literally the day before, I'm like, okay, we got to switch this up a bit. Because there was a couple that I'd written just the day before. And I was like, these are front row contenders now. And then my team, of course, had to agree with me on that. And Found the One blew everything out of the water. So that was the first one I did. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. And did anything else fun and exciting happen on your trip to Nashville?
Oh, anything else exciting? I mean, it's a different time right now. Like we talked about off air before, things are a bit different. Things are open there, but you know, you're still being cautious because all of us artists are just getting back to work again. So we're not getting too adventurous with what we do outside of work because we just got to be extra careful. And when you're performing and you have a live audience and you're meeting fans, you want to limit what you do. But I mean, everything's always exciting in Nashville, and I love food, so that's exciting.
No, food's great. And what was your favorite meal that you had when you were down in Nashville?
Oh, my favorite. I love Mexican food. I eat a ton of that. And Martin's Barbecue. The chicken there is unreal.
That sounds good. I'll have to try that. I know last time I went down to Nashville, we went to Jack's Barbecue. It was pretty good, but we'll have to try that one too.
Oh yeah. Martin's is, I'm going to say it is the best.
The best. All right. I definitely have to do that then. Going to go right down to Nashville just to try that. And then I'll come home. No, just kidding.
It's worth the trip. Honestly, my parents, they talk about it all the time. It's their most favorite place to eat there. And I feel like I'm doing a shameless plug for them. We should be getting free meals for sure.
There you go. They can be your next sponsor.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can write a theme song or something. I don't know. You guys can figure something out. But you mentioned while you were down there, you did a lot of writing. You went in to record a couple different songs. So what's next for you and your music career?
Right. So what's next would be, well, this song right now is what's next because I just put that out.
Yeah, brand new.
Yeah. So just doing all the promo for that and then heading back to Nashville here shortly and back into doing shows, more writing, more recording, meetings, all the usual, just back to work. And then I head off to the UK and some festivals that were booked for earlier in the year got moved. So I'll be doing some shows over there as well. And then probably the start of next year, I'll put out the next single after this, but we don't have to go there because we just put this one out. So that's what we want to focus on.
One step at a time.
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting, though. And yes, festivals. Oh, my goodness. I miss festival season so much. That'll definitely be a lot of fun. We wish you all the best on your travels over the next little bit and can't wait to see what your career holds.
Thank you so much.
And we're actually going to play that brand new song right here, right now. It's Found the One by Mount Forest Brittany Brody on the Ranch Local Spotlight.
Well, the truth is, I didn't think I'd be where I'm standing. With a ring on my finger, a white dress, my daddy walking right beside me down the aisle to you. Well, the fact is, fairy tales are true 'cause it happened. And we're the living proof that love's out of science. Yeah, there's no denying what brought me straight to you. If one in 10 people find their love equal, then I can count my blessings 'cause I'm confessing dice. The odds of finding you on a Tuesday night, what a dream come true. The stars they aligned and the timing was right. Can't believe that you're and I'm looking fine. Yeah, you got my heart beating double time the way you press your lips to mine. If one in ten people find their love equal, then I can count my blessings, cause I'm confessing
County's hottest country, 100.1 The Ranch.